There's been a flurry of hope for 3 days in Beirut as rescue workers thought someone might still be alive in the wreckage of a destroyed building following the Beirut port explosion last month. The rescue operation is underway. Netta Hamzy has been covering this for NPR in Beirut and joins us. Netta, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, how are you?
How did the rescue teams find this building and what did they expect?
Well, the rescue operations began after a rescue dog who's trained in sniffing out human beings detected signs of life, and he rushed towards the rubble of the building. And then the team used detection equipment to search for those signs of life, and they were able to detect the pulse of about 18 to 19 beats per minute, which could be a heartbeat. So 24 hours later, that beat had slowed down to just 7 beats per minute. And they were working for, this is now the third day straight. By nightfall yesterday, the Chilean team could no longer detect signs of life, so hopes had begun to fade. But that all changed because journalists and bystanders cleared out. It turns out their phones and their camera equipment were interfering with the rescue team's operation. And this morning, the Chilean rescue workers were actually again able to detect heartbeats and breaths, and that was 18 per minute. So there is potentially still signs of life under there, and rescue operations are still underway for the third straight day. It's unclear how long it's going to take, and it's very difficult work because if someone's alive under the wreckage, any wrong move could spell disaster. And this is one of the most destroyed buildings in the neighborhood, so it's very sensitive work.
So I don't have to tell you, Netta, it's been several weeks since the explosion. Does the rescue team really think that somebody's still alive in that rubble?
It's hard to say. Last night, the head of the Chilean rescue team couldn't confirm or deny if there was anyone alive under the rubble. There is for sure signs of life under there, but there's a margin for error. No one really knows how high that margin of error is, but they're saying if there's even a small chance that someone could be alive under there, they're going to keep trying. He promised that they wouldn't stop working until they reached a result.
Mm-hmm. And what is the mood among rescue workers and people in the city?
The hopes of Lebanese people are high, but their expectations are low. They're trying to manage expectations as much as possible. But a month after the explosion, I think that there's a lot of incredulity, and it would just be a really great signal of hope if they were able to find someone alive under there a full month after the explosion.
Netta Hamzy in Beirut, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.